Mr. Chair, thank you again for your leadership. Following your guidance, I will deliver my delegation's comments on paragraphs 23 to 30. We are pleased to see elements of the centrality of humans, or what we refer to as meaningful human control in paragraph 23. The suggestion by one delegation to delete this paragraph is extremely unhelpful. Instead, we would like to improve this by incorporating elements that many delegations have elaborated in the past session. In this regard, we would like to replace the second part of the paragraph with the following sub-paragraphs. A. Redefine or modify the weapon system's objectives or missions or otherwise adapt it to the environment to deactivate, abort, terminate, or interrupt its operation and use as needed, and to constrain its function to self-initiate. B. Limit the scope and scale of use of the weapon systems, including temporal and spatial limits, and to restrict its targeting parameters and targeting capability. C. Understand and explain the weapon system's functioning with a view to retrospectively providing an explanation that satisfies legal and other requirements regarding the operation of a weapon system, including the attribution of responsibility and accountability. This language should provide an elaboration of the concepts of understandability and explainability, and therefore alleviate the concerns regarding the supposed ambiguity of these concepts as expressed by one delegation this morning. With regard to paragraph 24, we propose deleting subparagraph C, since this does not concern accountability and is more appropriate under the section on risk mitigation. Mr. Chair, risk assessment and mitigation is an area where there is a very high degree of convergence among delegations, and we are pleased that the elements of these convergences are reflected in paragraphs 25, 26, 27, and 28. We are organizing a side event with the European Union and Cambridge Center for Existential Risks tomorrow on risk mitigation and invite all delegations to the said side event. We are fully supportive of the reference to the need to reduce automation bias in system operators and unintended bias in AI capabilities related to the use of the weapon system. We would, however, prefer a clearer reference to the need to spell out the risks arising from possible racial and gender bias. We also would like to include references to the need to ensure physical security, appropriate non-physical safeguards, including cybersecurity against hacking or data spoofing, and measures to reduce the risk of diversion or acquisition by armed non-state actors, as well as capacity building activities covering risk mitigation. Finally, Mr. Chair, with regard to paragraph 30, as we have stressed repeatedly, we believe that the current mandate has been exhausted. We have intensified the consideration of proposals and measures, and we have elaborated them. The current mandate has already served its purpose, and we need a new one. In this regard, in paragraph 30, we suggest deleting the phrase "develop by consensus a single set of measures" and replacing it with "negotiate by consensus an instrument containing measures." We understand that a few delegations still insist that the time is not yet ripe for a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapon systems, even though there is an overwhelming majority that favors such legal protocol. Yet there should be no reason for us to not already commence negotiation of a document containing concrete measures. Such negotiation could be done without prejudice to the eventual legal status of such document. Thank you, Mr. Chair.